Willow the Wombat. Once upon a time, deep in the heart of the Australian outback, there lived a curious and resilient wombat named Willow. Willow was no ordinary wombat. She was known far and wide for her quick thinking, sharp mind, and of course, her cube-shaped poo. Willow's burrow was nestled in a cosy corner of the bush, surrounded by towering eucalyptus trees and fragrant wildflowers. From her burrow's entrance, she could see the vast expanse of the outback stretching out before her, a landscape of rugged beauty and untamed wildness. One day, Willow would emerge from her burrow with a sense of excitement, eager to explore the wonders of the bush. She would scamper through the underbrush, her sharp claws and powerful legs carrying her swiftly along hidden trails and secret pathways known only to her. One scorching summer day, as the sun blazed high in the cloudless sky, Willow sensed something amiss in the air. It was a strange, acrid smell carried by the hot breeze, a smell she had never encountered before. Instinctively, she knew that danger was near. With a thumping heart, Willow's keen senses went into overdrive as she scanned the horizon for signs of trouble. And then she saw it, a thin plume of smoke rising in the distance, dark and foreboding against the brilliant blue sky. The bush was on fire. Without hesitation, Willow turned and raced back to her burrow, her heart pounding in her chest. She had to warn the other animals and find a safe place to shelter from the approaching inferno. As she reached her burrow, Willow found herself surrounded by a flurry of activity. Other animals from the bush had gathered nearby, their eyes wide with fear and uncertainty. Among them were kangaroos, wallabies, and even a shy echidna, their varied shapes and sizes a testament to the rich diversity of Australian wildlife. "We need to find shelter," Willow called out, her voice firm and steady despite the rising panic in her chest. "Follow me." With that, Willow led the group of animals deeper into the bush, away from the encroaching flames. She knew of a hidden cave nearby, a secret refuge where they could wait out the fire in safety. As they hurried through the underbrush, Willow's mind raced with thoughts of the bush she loved so dearly. She thought of the towering gum trees that provided shade and shelter to countless creatures, their branches reaching up towards the sky like fingers of hope. She thought of the gentle babble of the nearby creek, its cool waters a lifeline in the heat of the Australian summer. As she thought of her own cosy burrow, nestled snugly in the earth, a sanctuary in times of trouble. But amidst the fear and uncertainty, Willow also felt a flicker of hope, for she knew the bush was resilient and that it had weathered countless storms and fires throughout the ages and emerged stronger and more vibrant than ever. And she knew that as long as they stuck together, as long as they cared for one another and for the land they called home, they would always find a way to survive and thrive. Finally, after what felt like an eternity, they reached the safety of the hidden cave. Willow breathed a sigh of relief as she watched the other animals settle in, their weary eyes filled with gratitude and trust. "We'll be safe here," she reassured them, her soft but firm voice. "We'll wait out the fire together, and when it's safe, we'll return to the bush and begin anew." And so they waited, huddled together in the darkness of the cave, listening to the distant roar of the flames as they consumed everything in their path. But amidst the chaos and destruction, there was also a sense of unity and strength, a bond that transcended species and language, a bond that forged in the crucible of adversity. But amidst the turmoil, Willow heard the call of a small creature. She couldn't bear the thought of a helpless baby facing the flames alone, and so without a moment's hesitation, she turned, fled from safety, and plunged back into the inferno. Through smoke and flames, Willow searched frantically for the baby, her heart pounding with fear and determination. And then, at last, she saw her, a tiny figure huddled beneath a fallen tree, her eyes wide with terror. "Come with me," Willow cried, scooping the baby wombat into her arms. "You'll be safe with us." Together, they raced back to the safety of the hidden cave, the flames licking at their heels. Willow held the baby wombat close, shielding her from harm with her own body as they fled through the burning bush. At last, they reached the safety of the cave, where the other animals welcomed them with open arms. Willow nestled the baby wombat into a cozy nest of leaves and moss, soothing her fears with gentle words and tender touches. "We'll take care of you," she promised, her soft voice but strong. "You're part of our family now." And so they waited out the fire together, huddled in the darkness of the cave, the flames raging outside like a distant memory. Willow watched over the baby wombat, singing her soothing lullabies and telling her stories of the bush, weaving tales of courage and resilience that filled the tiny creature's dreams with hope. When the fire had passed, it was finally safe to return to the bush. Willow took the baby wombat under her wing, teaching her the ways of the wild and showing her the wonders of their home. Together they explored hidden trails and secret glades, forging a bond that would last a lifetime. As they walked, Willow couldn't help but marvel at the resilience of the little wombat by her side. Despite the trials and tribulations they had faced, the baby wombat had blossomed into a strong and fearless creature, her spirit unbroken by the challenges of the past. And though their journey had been long and arduous, Willow knew that they had emerged stronger and closer than ever before. For they were not just survivors, they were kindred spirits, bound together by love and loyalty, ready to face whatever the future held with courage and grace. And as they journeyed onward, hand in paw, Willow knew they would always find a way to thrive in the beautiful, rugged landscape of the Australian outback, for they were the guardians of the bush, resilient and strong in the face of adversity.